FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.
Remember how in the sports segment last week we talked about Shabazz saying that it's all great and everything's wonderful about being the NCAA men's basketball tourney champions, but occasionally he goes to bed hungry?
Oh, yes, Shabazz Napier of Connecticut, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. He wasn't getting enough food.
As a result, the NCAA's Legislative Council approved yesterday a proposal to expand the meal allowance for all athletes.
In fact, it's I would imagine it's also a reaction to the Northwestern situation, but they are going to be able to get unlimited food and meals and snacks. All athletes at universities under the NCAA guidelines. Unlimited meals and snacks.
Snacks.
I think that is already the case at most schools.
Schools have been allowed to provide 3 meals per day or a stipend for those meals to scholarship athletes. The new rule will allow walk-ons to receive the same allowances and would allow schools to provide more meals and snacks, too. So it indicates there's been a limit. Why would you limit? I don't know.
I don't get
but
that.
But I got news for you, man. You were provided 3 meals a day. I'm not kidding about this. I kid you not. I can't tell you the last time I had 3 meals in one day. I don't.
What do you mean?
I'll drink my breakfast stuff, that stuff. I'll eat a late lunch, and then I usually have dinner. I very rarely will have a breakfast.
Don't you know breakfast is the most important meal of the day?
I just told you.
At 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's not breakfast. That's the middle of the night. I should be at Taco Bell, okay? That's where I should be.
Fourth meal,
yeah. It shouldn't be breakfast, man. I should be winding down, get a nice big full belly so I can go to sleep and sleep whatever it off it was I've been doing.
Gelatinous meat byproduct.
You know, that's what so it's impossible for me to even think about eating a breakfast, a meal, a heavy meal at this time of the morning. I just don't want it.
Well, you can graze. You can bring fruit in here. You could, you know, eat cereal out of the box like I do. You can do, you know.
You're a heathen. You walk around. You get your hands and thing. I don't even think that you eat your own food sometimes. I think you just walk down to the kitchen and grab something.
No, well, no, that's this. Not me.
I'm
somebody's doing
this.
It, though. There's notes. There's notes down there.
Is there really?
Yeah, somebody is pilfering food, or was anyway, yes.
We have very strongly worded signs that are now up on our company refrigerator.
Yeah. See, I don't bring food into the studio. I don't do that. So
if you didn't buy it, it is not yours. Well, no duh. But
well, you know, that works for the UN. Strongly worded letters solve
obviously,
all of the problems.
Obviously, the people doing that didn't realize there are cameras in the kitchen down there.
Are there really?
They're probably on film somewhere stealing the bagels and whatever else they took from the refrigerator.
I worked at this has nothing to do with sports, but that's okay. I worked at a bank, and there was an attempted forgery. A guy came out and tried to forge a check and got away before the cops got there. And I said, "Well, just pull the security tapes, and we'll give that to the police." the president of the bank is like, "Well, yeah, we have cameras, and yes, it's a closed circuit system where you can see what's going on, but there's actually no video in the there's no tape in the machines.
It's just
we're not scaring people. It's just so that we can keep an eye on things." I said, "Well, then why do you have the possibility of recording for something like that if there's no tape in the machine?" Well, we've been meaning to do that. Good gravy sakes alive.
Well, we've had that, like, from ATMs. So-and-so was mugged at an ATM.
Yeah.
But the ATM has a security camera.
Great.
And the security camera is so grainy.
Yeah.
Or the ATM window hasn't been cleared in so many times or cleaned or rubbed down or whatever that, you know, oh, look, there's the shadow of the person taking the money out, and there's the shadow of the guy who mugs and runs off with the money,
and
the video is useless.
Yeah, they look exactly alike. A global ranking of sports salaries came out.
And I think Aaron Rodgers is high on the list.
Well, this is not individuals. It is teams and how much the average salary is for the A-listers, you know, the frontline players,
uh-huh.
the starters. Manchester City soccer team, they average $155,000 a week. New York Yankees, $154,000. The Dodgers, $149,000. Another couple soccer teams, which nobody cares about. Brooklyn Nets come in at number six at $131,000
a
week.
They're owned by a Russian oligarch, so he's got more money than he knows what to do with.
Chicago Bulls are number nine. They make $116,000 a week. And then at the bottom, number 12, the New York Knicks have an average salary of $112,000 per week.
That's the top of the list. Yes.
Yeah, that's the average for their A-list players.
And this is the best time of year for hockey fans. The Stanley Cup playoffs begin tonight. Some would argue the best playoffs in sports, even better than NFL playoffs. I know NFL fans won't like that, but the Stanley Cup playoffs are just so much more intense and fun to watch than the regular season. It isn't funny. I mean, it's just incredible hockey for the next, about 2 months, a month and a half about?
So NBA, the
regular season ends tonight.
Regular season ends tonight, and go Bucks, we get a first draft pick, right?
Well, we're in position, the best position to get the number one pick, and apparently the NBA Board of Governors will be discussing the ownership situation of the Bucks at their meetings this week in New York. So apparently there are two or three different groups vying to buy the Bucks. So Herb Kohl's not going to have any problem selling the Bucks. The idea, though, is, though, to keep them in Milwaukee.
I believe Donald Trump wants them.
Donald Trump, no. Donald Trump wants to buy the Buffalo Bills of the NFL. Donald Trump is actually serious about becoming an NFL owner. Can you imagine him and Jerry Jones at the same ownership meeting?
The NFL probably wants to keep Donald Trump out.
If Jerry Jones and Donald Trump
and Daniel Snyder at the same ownership meeting,
if they were at the same meeting, Trump and Jones, then there would be a battle of the hair. They would be talking about is their hair. They wouldn't be doing any football business.
There's not a room big enough to hold those two egos.
Right. Right.
That's funny. All right, so anything else important that we need to talk about as far as sports is concerned?
Well, fans are already panicking that the Brewers have lost two games to the Cardinals, thinking that that's the end of the world, but come on.
No big deal.
It's early, man. It's so early, you can't even make any determinations.
No big deal. No problem there whatsoever.
No, I'm worried about this. No. The concern is that the Cardinals just look like the better team. And the Cardinals have beaten the Brewers, 17 of their last 22 meetings the Cardinals have won. Hey. The Cardinals always beat the Brewers.
Yeah, you can't do it all the time. It's time for, it's the Brewers' time.
One of the key sayings in advanced stats these days is SSS. SSS stands for small sample size. It's one of their key things that they look at. You can't make determinations on what's happening until the sample size gets much bigger than it most of the time it is when people make decisions on things. Small sample size.
Used to hear the same advice when I went to the doctor.
Here's something. I have been gaining weight at a rapid rate. Look at that. You got one of these? Look at it! This is the freshman 58. This is, I used to play this game with myself in the mirror in the morning, right after I got out of the shower. So, completely naked. Imagine it. You, ma'am, specifically. Imagine it. I'm an Audi. I would play this game with myself in the mirror in the morning, where I would look at myself in the mirror, glistening with shower juices. And I would suck it in. So I would be like, fat guy, skinny guy. Fat guy, skinny guy. Fat guy, skinny guy. You know, like that. And now when I play that game, it's fat guy, fat guy. Fat guy, also a fat guy. Fat guy, fat guy. So then it's going to be fat guy, fatter guy, fattest guy, coronary, dead guy. The dead guy game. That's a fun one.
Breaking news, the latest weather, around the clock on WSAU.